Zog de Gemara daf pei beis omed aleph, 3 lines from the top. Omele Rav Huna le Rabbe Berei. Rav Huna told Rabbi his son, my time le shchichas kamei de Rav Chizda, de mechadin shmeitza. Why don't you go to the shiurim of Rav Chizda, who is mechadin and shmeitza? He's very sharp. Omele, Rabbi said to his father, Rav Huna, as follows, my eze le gabei, why should I go there? When I do go there, he talks to me stam mili ba'alma. Divrei chulin zakdrashi. Zakdrashi mashveni lefono bedivrei chinom. She'enam teira stam divrei chinom. Why should I go there? Omalei. So he told him. For instance, what are the things that he tells me that are divrei chinom? Man the aile beisakise. Someone who enters the beisakise lo leise bahadei. Do not sit right away. B'mehero v'choizuk v'lo litrich tvei. And do not push yourself too much. The high kakashto, since the inner the kakashto, the opening of the gdolim. Atlas shina Yosef, it's sitting on 3 teeth. Dilma mishtam tashina de kakashto. If you push too hard, or if you sit too quickly, bechoizik, so then you might open up the kakashto and innards might rip open. But also, the sakonin might come into a danger. So that's what he told me. Omalei, so Rav Huna told Rabbi his son, "Who osik b'chayet devriyoso? He's osik in health limudim. Va'at amrit b'mili da'alma, and you call this mili da'alma stam divrei chinam? Kol shekein zilagabei. For sure, you should go learn by him." So what's the vart? The vart is that learn. This is also called Torah. Okay, if it's also called Torah, so why is it a kol shekein? What's kol shekein? If he's learning shmeitzer the sugyas in choshe mishpat, so halacha lemaisa shvera sugyas, so he should learn mili devriyosa chaya devriyosa. Why is it kol shekein? So Beyashim in the Oris explains very geshmak. He says if a person takes care of his health, so he'll be able to be zoicha to live longer and to learn more Torah. So mamele tzaka kol shekein. If you're osik in chaya briyosa, so you'll be able to learn more. So tzaka kol shekein. Zog de Gemara weiter, heule von of tzroi v'cheres. If someone has in front of him a rock to be able to mekanech with, or a cheres, a shard of earth. Now we said before that cheres you're not mekanech with, even though cheres has a mila, that it's not considered a muktzedik a kli because it's roi, either to scoop up water, or even if it's a kli shem lachta le'isa, it's far to kli, it's roi lechatois. Or, but at end of the day, it's a klishem lach leisa, which is mutzah tzor gufa tzor mekoymoy, versus a tzror, which is mukta machmas gufoy. So meila, it's better maybe to use a cheres over a tzror. Or no, cheres is sakona. Cheres, Gemara said, is kshofim. So a tzror overrides it, even though you're being metaltel mukta because covered abrius. So hoylofon of tzror v'cheres, ravunom mekanech b'tzror, use a tzror. Why? Because covered abrius overrides the isa tiltel. Ve'ei mekanech b'cheres, because pashtas cheres is sakona. V'Rav Chizda Omar, mekanech b'cheres, you use cheres, ve'ei mekanech b'tzor, do not use tzor. Tzor is mukta. Cheres is roi, it's klisha malachta le'isar, or it's roi for legamei amayim. So you mekanech b'cheres over tzor. Frag the Gemara Meisvei, hoi lefon of tzor b'cheres, if you had in front of you tzor and cheres. State behead you black and white. Mekanech b'cheres, ve'ei mekanech b'tzor, you use cheres, ain't not concerned about the sakona, and you're not mekanech b'tzor because it's mukta. Tiyufte the Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that you mekaneach b'tzror. Here it says clearly when you have cheres and tzror, you mekaneach b'cheres. And to the Gemara Tilgum Rav from Bar Pop, kamei de Rav Chizda, alibi de Rav Huna. Rav from Bar Pop explains this braisa, that you mekaneach b'cheres, and you're not mekaneach b'tzror, is talking about a very specific cheres. Zog de Gemara, be'ugne kelim. Rav from Bar Pop, kamei de Rav Chizda, alibi de Rav Huna, be'ugne kelim. We're talking about the handles of the kelim. We're talking about an area of the cheres that is not a sakona de kashard. It's talking about the round areas. It's not a sakona. Be'ugne kelim, those are not mekaneach de bosa. So over there, you talk mekaneach becheres. So state in this Gemara that the reason why mekaneach becheres is because you evaded the problem of sakona. Mitzat kshofim lecharet zikli cheres. So some Rishonim want to say, just like ugne kelim don't have sakona, they don't have kshofim either. That'll be one pshat. But the Bach learns up this Gemara, we see clearly in this Gemara that the problem was only sakona. And we evaded the problem of sakona by saying ugne kelim. Meaning mitzat the problem of kshofim. So over here you can say that you can be mekaneach becheres, like the Chassam Sof explains the previous Gemara, that shoyim mitzvah leyeved dovra. If I'm being mishtamish
bedavka becheres in order to evade touching tzora, which is mukta, so I don't have to worry about kshofim. So on kshofim, you can say that indeed, because kshofim is not a sakonim apiteva. It's only something that's not so golui. So then you can say shomim mitzvah. But shengim mitzad sakonim beetzim de kakashta. So over there you can say I'm saying on a nes that I'm going to use cheres and I don't want to evade the issa tiltel of Shabbos. And that's the kamashmalon of the Gemara before. So Rashi said kamashmalon that you use the tzrar either because you don't want to use cheres because of sakona or because kshofim. So that the Bach learns, the ik of art is because you don't use cheres because of sakona. Because that's when this mashmoy is in the Gemara, we see the ik of art is sakona. And that's when we say, ogne kelim, there is no problem of sakona. Mitzat kshofim, that would not be a reason why we use tzrar. Because mitzat kshofim, you would say, I'm not using tzrar because, and shemim mitzaliyah davra. Mitzat sakona, which is the tevadek sakona, over there you can't say that, no, I'm going to use cheres even though it's sakona, because that's ein semchen al anes. So from this Gemara, we take a see, the ik and the kudu was a sakona shaboy. Now Rashi that does say both, the vart is that hain that is a din, that you use the tzrar because of the sakona, so hain the cheres is not just sakona, the cheres is takak shofim also. That's what Rashi says, komashulun used tzrar, Silas sakona, imishum sakona, imishum kshofim. That was the Rashi and Pei Alpha on the base on the bottom. Hitaka says both.
That's how the Bach learns the sugya in Simon Gimel. Enechanami, the Ritva, Taka learns this Gemara, that by Oigne Kalim, just like there's no sakona by Oigne Kalim, so too there are no chashash of kshofim by Oigne Kalim either. But the way the Bach learns, he says the Ika sugya is talking about and discussing sakona, and that was the only chashash why we said why you should be dafka use tzor over sakona. Zog the Gemara weiter, hoi lefon of tzor v'asovim. If a person has a choice either to use a tzor, a rak, or a sovim, or grass, so zog the Gemara, Rav Chizda v'Rav Amnuna, there's a machloikus. Chadam makanech b'tzor, use a tzor even though it's mukta. Ve'en makanech b'asovim, because asovim have sakona. Zog the Rashi, sha'asovim lachim v'choitchim b'sabosor, and it can cut the basar. That's one pshat in Rashi. The Rabbi Seinu Mefarshim Bishum Tlisha, because the chash is you might come to uproot it, and that's the issa of being geizes of uprooting of koitza. Now Rashi's two pshatim lechayra. If it's as en makanech b'ksavim because of asavim lachim achoytech the basar, then it's even in the weekday too. But the Rabbi Seinu's pshat is because of Tlisha, so then the machlekes is not legabe weekday. Then the machlekes is dafke legabe Shabbos, because tzor is odif. Because of a chash tlisha of asovim is worse. So it's better to use mukta of a tzror than a chash of tlisha. Zog Rashi, ve'eni yodeo mahu. What are we talking about? According to the second pshat of the Rabbi Seinu. Di'iba asovim l'chuborim. If we're talking about asovim l'chuborim, so then mi'ika man deshori? Why would it be a tzad that it's muta? We have a machlokes over here in the Gemara. A machlokes of Chizin and Rav Nuna. Chadom and Makanech Betzror, they itaka don't use asovim, the ain't Makanech Basovim, the Chadom and Makanech Basovim, the ain't Makanech Betzror. And you're not concerned about asovim. Frag Rashi, if it's Mechuber, me ika man de shogi. So why would it be Mutta? How could it be a tzad of Chadom that it's Mutta if it's Mechuber? So Rashi, ukamedumani, the mukmilo bemechuborin, umekanech behen bechiburon. Rashi wants to zetz shtelavek that we're talking about that it's mechuber, but there's no chash tlisha. You're mishtamish while it's mechuber. It's still connected to the ground, and in such a oifen, you're going to be mekanech with them. And then the taka will be mutter, kung to aman do amar. So Rashi, the next day, b'maschav, ve'enim mekanech b'tzror, the lav bar tiltalu. You don't do a tzror, because tzror is a mukta. Hilkach mekanech ba'asovim, k'shem mechuber, yitaka mekanech ba'asovim mechuber, ve'lo yezizem. Veloya zizem, that means you shouldn't be toilish them. Because we're saying now you're allowed to be mishtamish be mechuba. And it's not considered mukta, but you can't be toilish them. That's the veloya zizem lechayra. Ubishum shimish be mechuba, and that's the fact that you're mishtamish be mechuba, lo mitzah, kalamina be erev and peragimel, to lo osru ela be ilon, uve kanim, uzredin, fishen koshim. Only something that's hard, over there is a chashash, you might come to be toilish it. Or you can say that if it's pachas migimel, so then it's no issa b'mechuber by pachas migimel. But look upon him when it's neither koshim or if it's pachas migimel, then there is no problem to shimush b'mechuber. Now the Magen Avraham Shin Beis Taka says that la'olam asovim are takam mukta, and you can only allow to be mazes them aydei gufoy, but not by yodoy.
And that's why Asovim is better, because your maize is begufoy and not beyodim mamish.
If someone's mekanech with something that is flammable, it causes the karkashta to be placed and move from its place. It's noisha. So we see al koponim, how could you be mishtamish with asovim? L'choritz ur shaletes behen? And to the gemara loy kasha, hobe lachin, hobe yevashin. It depends. If it's lachin, if it's wet, or it's not shalet. If it's yevashin, or it's shalet, then we're talking about lachin. Zog the gemara hanitzach lefanis, if someone has to relieve himself in a nifna, and he doesn't relieve himself, he keeps it in. Rav Chizav Ravina, Chadoma Guach Ro Shalet Zboi. One man says it's Ruach Ro that has an effect on him. V'chadoma Guach Zuamo Shalet Zboi. A bad odor is Shalet in him. Dokmo Tanya Kamadoma Guach Zuamo Shalet Zboi. A right to the man says Ruach Zuamo, a bad odor. The Tanya Nitzachlin the Kovov. If someone has to relieve himself. V'oichel and he eats even though he has to relieve himself. Doimele Tanur. It's like an oven. She secure al gabi aforoi. That you're lighting up while there's still ashes in there. First, remove it. First, relieve yourself. And that's the start, the onset of a ruach zuma, of a bad odor. Hutzich lefanos, let someone has to relieve himself. Ve'eni yochel lefanos, zogt Rashi, she'en ha'nekem niftach, it doesn't open up. So what do you do? Omer avchiz di yamed v'yeshev. Yamed v'yeshev. You stand and you sit, you stand and you sit, and it helps you relieve yourself. Rav Chana min ador omer, yistalek letzodin. Go to a different corner and utilize a different corner to relieve yourself. And try in a different place. You take a rack in order to open it up. You remove your mind from it. Don't think about what you'd have to do. If when you're trying to think about it, you can't. So if you're not going to think about it, you should be able to. How would you be able to? You're not even thinking about it. So it means as follows. Be mesiach da'atz from other things and only think about being mefana. Omer Rav Yirmiyah medifta ledidi chazili ha'utaya. I saw an Arab that what? Yishmaeli zogdashi. The come v'yosef. He stood and he sat. Ad shofach kekidra kekdeira. Until he was shefeach like a kedera and it came out and it came flowing out. Tone rabbanan nichlas lesudas kva. If someone enters sudas kva, so you don't want to leave the sudas kva and to be mafana zakvashi to gnai. So how do you assure that you don't have to relieve yourself during the suda? Yahalach yud pomim shall alba abba. Walk 10 times, four amas each. The amgilo others say dalat pomim shall esa amas, or 4 times stretches of 10 amas. Same gemara and brachas. So you walk either 10 times 4 or 4 times 10. V'nifna, and then you relieve yourself. And then you enter and you sit in the suda and you won't have to worry about getting up during the suda. Zok the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Cheres. What's the shear to be chayv and hoitzov cheres? The shear that it is to place between the amudim and the koiris in order that they shouldn't warp, so there's a space in between them, so you put a cheres, earthenware, in between them so it should stay erect and stay straight. That's a shear. In order to be mechata ur, in order to scoop up a coal, even one coal. Now, Rabbi Yehuda's Meir Shita is lachtos b'yisa ur. The Gemara is going to discuss is that larger, is it smaller? Rabbi Yosi Yomik de lekabe b'revius, to accept the revius, to scoop up a revius in the cheres. Omer Meir Avabish in Raila Dover. Rabbi Meir that says that the shear is kelechtes as ur, I'll bring you a raya from a posuk, meaning there's no raya, but there's a zechel adov in a posuk. State in the posuk in Yeshaya, lo yimtze b'machitosoi cheres lechtes eish mikud. So you're not going to find a kli cheres to be choyte eish. So we see kli cheres the shear, it's choyte eish. That's what's done with it, to scoop up a coal. Omel Rabbi Yosi mishom raya. That same pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, v'lachsh of mayim migabo, and you're not going to find a cheres to scoop up water. So we see the same scooping up of a coal. You also find in the pasuk of scooping up water, which is the shear of Rabbi Yosi kli lekabo revius of mayim. Zok di gemara ibayilu the following question. Which one is a larger shear? Which one is larger? Which one is more machmer on the smaller shear? Reb Meir that says kelechtes ur, to scoop up a coal, or Reb Yosi that says
What's larger? The cheres to mekabel revius amayim, or the cheres to scoop up a coal? I mean, guess it depends on the size of the coal. That's what Gemara is going to say in Maskona. But Rabbanim, which one is larger? Zogma mistavik shiur de Rabbi Yosi nofish. The mistavik that the shiur of Rabbi Yosi is larger. Rabbi Yosi that says to mekabel revius is larger than one coal. Why? Umikra, and from the pasuk shiur de Rameir nofish. From the pasuk there's a mashmois that the shiur of Rameir of Lachta Seur is larger. Why is that arrived from the pasuk? The Yisak Adait Chashir with Rabbi Yosi Nofish. If you're going to say the Shir of Rabbi Yosi that says to Mekabel Revius is larger, so Layit Lo Bemona Zutra, he gives a klala in the pasuk in Yishaya. Lo Yimtza, you won't find the Machtisa Cheres Lachtis Eish. You're not going to find a Cheres even to scoop up a coal. And then what do you say? You're going to say you're malayed b'mona zutra. You're not going to find a cheres to scoop up something small. V'hoda layed b'mona rabo, and you're not going to find a cheres to scoop up something large. That's not a klala that you say in that order. You should say the other order. You're not going to find a cheres to scoop up something large, and even not something small. So that's usually the order that you shall it avek. So if it says in the psukim, it says you're not going to find for a coal and not even for water. So must be water is smaller, because you're going to say an even second, even something smaller. So Zakta Gemara, that Mistavra from the Pasuk is Mikra Shiur de Meir Nofish. From the Pasuk it's Mashma, that Remeir Shita of Lach Nesur is larger, because the Pasuk first says you don't have a cheres to scoop up coals, and not even to scoop up water. So even though we said that it's Mistavra that Shiur de Yosi is Nofish, because Revius of Mayim is larger than a coal, but from the Pasuk it's Mashma, no. It's Pasuk it's Mashma that Revius is smaller, because it says, you're not going to find a Cheres to scoop up a coal, and not even for a scoop up a water. So it must be that scooping his water is smaller. So Gemara, Mikra Shiud Rameir Nofish, Rameir Shir of a coal is larger. Tisak Dat Shiud Rabbi Yosi Nofish, if the scooping of water is larger, so Lait Lebemon Zutra, you give a Klola, you're not going to have a Cheres to scoop up a coal, and not even for water, which is larger. For how the light of Mona Rabba, Omer Abaya, Mastisi Nami Lachtis Eish Miyakidik Doyla. The Mishnah is indeed talking about that you're scooping up a coal from what kind of coal? From a big bonfire. So then the Yakida is a Gdoyla Dik Yakida. So the Cheres indeed would be for a coal that's larger, which is relative how big the coal is. So then it makes sense that the Pasuk is taka saying that you're not going to find a Cheres to scoop up a coal, which is a large coal, and not even to scoop up water, which is smaller revius, because the coal we're talking about is coming from a bonfire. There's no raya from the pasuk of leyimtze b'machtita cheres lachtois eish. That same pasuk says v'lachshav mayim migabel. Zok mal shapi kom leRabbi Yosi leMeir. Rabbi Yosi is tiny good. The same pasuk also says that you're not going to have a cheres to scoop up water. Zok mal v'Rameir lo mi bayi komar lo mi bayi midi dechoshav leinish. You're not going to find a cheres for something that's choshav for people to be mechata ur the loylish takach. Even something that's not important to people, like scooping up water, you won't find. And since Rameya Shita is that the Shir Haitzah is what's Chosha for people, Chosha for people is the Mechata Ur, and that's Taka the Shir. The fact that it also says in the Pasuk something that is not choshev, okay, but that's not the Shir Shabbos. The Shir Shabbos is specifically that which is choshev, which is lachtes ur, and not to scoop up a revius of mayim. So the Gemara, ela afilo mida loy choshev l'inish, loy l'shtakech lei. So the Rashi, kagoyin lachshev mayim loy l'shtakech, ulo oylam l'choshev shura, ela lachtes ur, that's called the choshev shir. Hadan aloch hamoitzi yayin, hadan aloch hamoitzi yayin, hadan aloch hamoitzi yayin. Zog the Mishnah. Omer Rabbi Akiva, minayin l'Avodah Zorah shemetam b'masa. From where do we know that Avodah Zorah, we know Avodah Zorah, you're not din Avodah Zorah. You're not allowed to serve Avodah Zorah. It's Gimel Chamuras. Besides Avodah Zorah being Issa of Yarek v'Yavet, is Issa of Avodah Zorah, of Ishtachavoya, and Avodah to Avodah Zorah, there's also a din that Avodah Zorah is Tomei. Avodah Zorah is Tomei. Just like Anida is Tomei, Avodah Zorah is Tomei also. How is it Tomei? B'masa. That means if you lift Avodah Zorah, if a person lifts Avodah Zorah, even if he doesn't touch it, he lifts it indirectly. There's a mattress that's holding, the person's holding, and above that is Avodah Zarah, that's Tumas Masa, so he's Metame, the person that's carrying it, even indirectly, even without Maga. Omer Rabbi Akiva, Minayin Avodah Zarah, she Metame B'Masa, Kenida, that how do we know that it's Metame B'Masa like Kenida? She Nehmah, because it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Tizrem K'moy Dova, Tzei Toim Aloy, that Lassid Lova, you're going to throw out the Avodah Zarah like Kenida, Tzei Toim Aloy, take it out of the house. So we're being machmen on Avodah Zarah, that it's Tzei Toim Aloy, and it's, you want to be machik, merachik yourself from it. Tzei Toim Aloy, like a nida. Ma nida, you're merachik. Ma nida, metame, it's bemasa. It's metame bemasa, that whoever lifts the nida becomes tome, even if it's indirectly without maga. Af Avodah Zarah, metame bemasa. So to Avodah Zarah is metame bemasa, meaning the person that carries it. Now, what is the shaykhus to Rabbi Akiva over here, this perek, to the previous perek? So Rashi bavarns and Rashi says, Bishum de boy le misne ba da'i minayin shabachitza nesamila. Later on, we're going to ask a question. Minayin shabachitza nesamila. How do you know yimamachat samila? So kailu hanach de damilu. So mele, we also say those that are similar, meaning minayin avodah zarah shemetame b'masa. Other minayins. We have a minayin of mila, so we say minayin of avodah zarah shemetame b'masa. That's the Rashi learns the sugya. Tosis brings his pshat and he says, "Pirsh bekuntres the nakel hachem mishum de boyle misti minayin shemachitzin nesakotin ve'ein nira dim kain ba'hu avle lahaschil." So should it start with minayin shemachitzin nesakotin and then say minayin shavad zarah metame va'oid avle lemisti b'ferek Rebbe Lezer de Mila. There's a whole perek Rebbe Lezer de Mila later on at the end of the mesecta. It should have been over there. What's it doing over here? It's the gate Rebbe Lezer de Mila. Zok teisves elanira. Agav the tonel el to hemshach of the previous parak. Since we learned in the last parak at the end, b'soif hamoitzi kroy das machte gabicheres, we said a klicheres. The shear is a poskin Yeshaya. Zeichel adavo lo yimotze b'machtisoy cheres lachtes eish, and then the posuk is v'lach shemayim. So since we brought the psukim in Yeshaya as an asmachta for the din of the shear of a klicheres, so now we're bringing in psukim also tizrim k'maydovo that Avodah Zarah is also an asmachta min drabanon, that it's metame, because Avodah Zarah and Torah doesn't say anywhere it's metame. The Torah says you're not a din Avodah Zarah. This asmachta drabanon that it's metame k'nida is a hemshech of one asmachta to another asmachta. So Tesis elanira agav the tonel elbasef hamitzi koyd asmachta gabicheres nokanami hani koyd asmachta because it is. He says that this pasuk that we bring in Yeshaya is in the same somachle. It's in the same perek. So the Yeshaya before of leimotze b'machtisa cheres v'lachsa mayim. After that, it says tizrem k'may dova. So it's weiter hemshach of the pasuk of the asmachta, and that's the connection of the two prokim. Zok the Gemara Tanan Hosam. So we have by us a Mishnah clearly that says, Rabbi Kiva says, Avodah Zarah is metame b'masa. The person carrying it becomes tomei, even if he doesn't touch it. Tanan Hosam, we learned in Mishnah Avodah Zarah Mem Zayin. Misho Yebeisa Somach L'Avodah Zarah. If someone's home is near an Avodah Zarah, it shares a wall. His home was there before the Avodah Zarah. So he built his home, and then the Avodah Zarah came next door. But Lamaisa is being Mahana, the Avodah Zarah, because his wall is now indirectly becoming the wall of the Avodah Zarah. V'nofal, so now it fell down. I can't build it again. When I built it originally, there was no Avodah Zarah. But now if I want to rebuild it, I'm being Mahan Avodah Zarah, and that would be also. So what do you do instead? Kate said, Yaseh, what do you do? Koinus l'tech shaloi dalad amas. You have to take the stones and build it dalad amas in your property. Since it's your property, so you're not being Mahan Avodah Zarah. Davka b'tech shaloi, so it's removed dalad amas from the Avodah Zarah where Avodah Zarah starts. Uboina. And you build specifically over there. Now, Tosfos Bavarns right away. What do you mean? You're not to be Mahan Avodah Zarah. State in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel, Nana Oser Mahana Mutter. You're allowed to be Mahan Avodah Zarah. You're not to be Nana, but you're allowed to be Mahana. Zok Tosfos, that's different. Hani Mila Ligabe Meches. That's when you pay a toll and the money goes to Avodah Zarah. That type of Mahana is Mutter Avodah Zarah. She'en Nira Kol Kach Avodah Zarah Kavanosoi. It's not Nira that your intent is to be Mahana Avodah Zarah. Ela Shanoise Kadei She'en Nichu Laver. I'm paying the toll in order to get to the other side. Avol Hocha Nira Ki Ilu Boine Loi Bayis. It looks like you're building a wolf out of Avodah Zarah. So then the Mahana is Oser. because it's nearer that you're Mahana, and then there's the Issa of Mahana. So Taisus Kunis Tech Shaloi, I you have an open area now. So there's of a desire is being nan at the fact that I have an open garden. So Taisus Mesakh Zavizor Pachalo, for Shavik Ravchala Vizoga, Umeshanilo, that what the Gemara there says that you fill it up and you natea eitzim bushes, so maybe you're not giving them an open area and you're closing it off. We'll continue to Gemara pay bays on the days. Hoyo Shaloi Vishal Avedizoga. If let's say the stones were from both of yours, that means we built the house together. So half the stones are mine, half is Avedi Zoris. But at the time when he built it, it wasn't Avedi Zori yet. Afterwards, the person decided to make his home into Avedi Zori, that neighbor. So when I built it, we were Shutfin. And now he became in the base of Avedi Zora. And now it fell down.
So now, since half the koisel is Avedi Zora's, so neither mechza al mechza, zog Rashi, ha mechza shaloi nechsheves ba'ar ba'ames shal knisa. Lefi shechayvu chachomim la'achikoi mishaloi arba ames v'likones kula b'tech shaloi. That means the mechza shaloi is considered by the arba ames shal knisa. You have to count the four ames from your area. Lefi shechayvu chachomim la'achikoi, you have to be marchik from your part arba ames v'likones kula b'tech shaloi and go totally into your area dalal ames, meaning it's a achoka from your half.
Continues the Mishnah over there, Avonov ve'etzov ve'aforov mitamin kesheretz. The Avonim and the Eitzim and the Aforim of that Avedizora, of that wall, I mean, that fell, are mitamin like a sheretz, is wall of Avedizora. Shenemar shaketz shakzeno. Meaning it's mitamin like a sheretz. Now, the Mishnah by us said, Rabbi Kiva says it's mitamin like a nida, and that's over there, it says like a sheretz. Rabbi Kiva over there says, kenida. We'll see the continuation over there. Legabi, what is it like a sheretz? Legabi, what is it like a nida? We'll stop over here, pay bays on the top.